I wonder whether Rachel Slade, personal banking executive at NAB, knew she was going to be introduced in that fashion. Rachel, good morning to you.
Good morning. Yeah, that was a pretty special way to join the show. Thank you.
Official list of people who's named after a band. Rachel, you've done some data at NAB about what people are prioritising to do as we ease out of lockdown in Melbourne. What's top of the pops?
Well, top of the pops, you won't be surprised, going to a restaurant. Number one, going to a restaurant. Uh-huh. Number two, getting a haircut or going to the beautician. Number three, going into a shop, like an actual shop. So maybe trying something on, maybe sitting on something you've been thinking about buying.
Rachel, I'm assuming that the NAB savings accounts have blown out a little over the last few months and therefore people do have some money to spend.
Indeed. Across Australia, and certainly we've seen it as well, we've got lots of Australians, lots of Victorians with some cash they haven't been spending, and two-thirds of them are ready to splurge.
Any idea about the amount of money that's about to go into the market?
Well, the regulator would say there's $1 trillion in Australian bank accounts. I don't think $1 trillion's going to go in over the weekend, but I think the quarter leading up to Christmas is going to be pretty big, particularly for retail and hospitality, which is fantastic for small businesses that have been doing it tough.
I'm getting a vibe, Rachel. I'm getting a vibe you're not in Melbourne.
I am in Melbourne.
You are in Melbourne, okay.
I am in Melbourne.
So number one top of the pops for me is I've made a booking at my favourite restaurant tomorrow, and that's where I'm going to be. So I'm in tune there. What's the first thing Rachel Slade's going to do?
Well, I'd love a haircut, but I can't get an appointment. so that's going to have to wait. But my kids all got their second jab yesterday, so we're 100% vaxxed as a family. We've got some movie tickets booked at the outdoor cinema at Hawthorne. I think it's going to be a bit chilly, but we'll give that a shot. And definitely, even my younger son, who complains every time we put dinner on the table, wants to go out to a restaurant. So we're definitely beginning going out to eat.
Let me ask you a question, because you are a woman. A haircut is not top of the pops for me, because my 22-year-old son... Number one, I got no hair. Number two, what hair I do have, my 22-year-old son gets the clippers out. I assume that for women, I'm sitting in the out in the backyard, having someone else in the family cut their hair is not an option.
Yeah, look, it wasn't something I was going to trust any of my kids with, but they have let me loose on them in the past, but even now they're getting a bit fussy, so no.
So, Rachel, you've got some fantastic offices at NAB down in the Docklands and other great space. Are you going to go back into the office?
Yeah, no, we're really looking forward to getting back into the office. I think it'll take people a little while. We've had, obviously some critical workers in the offices throughout this period, not many. But the businesses in the CBD need our support as well. So once it's safe to do so, we'll be encouraging as many people to get back in there.
Yeah, I mean, I like being in here.
Yeah.
It's the best.
This idea that people are just going to work from home, I think it's nonsense. They might a little bit, but in the end, you want to get to the office and see your mates and go out for lunch and enjoy yourself.
Rachel, who do you bag for?
I'm a Sydney Swans supporter.
Oh, well, there you go. That was the vibe, maybe, Ross.
Right,
eh? Was that the vibe? Come on.
I was getting a vibe. There was a vibe coming to me some way, Rachel.
I live in South Melbourne,
There you go.
Good on you. Hey, Rachel, lovely chat with you. Rachel Slade, personal banking executive at NAB. Damon just asked me, what's the earliest you can start to play Christmas-themed sound effects?